You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Carl Bates. Cell biologist Daniel Kliansky has won several awards and grants for his innovative approach to teaching introductory biology, which he does without lectures, a textbook, or even a final exam. Dan Kliansky is the Abram Sager Collegiate Professor of Life Sciences at the University of Michigan.
I think there are at least two very significant problems with current approaches to teaching. One is that it's clear from years of research on learning and teaching that active learning is much more effective than passive learning. And the lecture note-taking format is basically the epitome of passive learning. You have to get the students engaged in order for them to actually learn the material. The other main problem in my mind is that people do not want information unless they see a need for it. If we try to expect students to learn lots of information simply because we present it to them without showing them the relevance of that information, they are not going to be interested in it.
Given these criticisms, Dan Kliansky has taken an entirely different approach to his course.
Our knowledge of biology is increasing dramatically, and we cannot continue to teach everything we know or try to teach everything we know to our students. We have to select the information that is most important for them to learn, with an emphasis on them understanding how we go about gathering information and showing them the way to solve problems that they have not yet encountered. The reason my course is quite different is that I have largely eliminated the lectures. And this, of course, sets it apart from standard introductory biology courses, which are primarily lecture-based. I think it is critical that students take responsibility for the learning process. Mm-hmm. Accordingly, I require them to read my notes before they come to class. Because I know they've done that, and the way I know they've done that is that I give them a quiz on the reading every day, I do not have to lecture to them.
So what is a course without lectures like?
I will lecture for a few minutes to highlight the relevance of the material and to answer any questions about complicated topics. The rest of the class time is spent doing problem solving. I break the class up into groups, and I've done this in a class as large as 240 students. And I have them work on problems in the group setting. I then ask for group answers, and we discuss the problems, focusing not on the correct answer as much as how we got to that answer.
Students rely only on an $8 course pack of Kliansky's notes. The $120 textbook is entirely optional.
I have a goal of eliminating the use of introductory textbooks for my class because I want the students to focus on what I consider the essential material and then spend time constructing their knowledge in the classroom by working on the problems. Typically, I do not have midterms or a final exam. And there are several reasons for this. In fact, the constant quiz approach is a major benefit. It turns out that students typically study by reading the text or notes repeatedly. And studies have shown that student scores on tests do not improve whether they read the text once, twice, three times, or more. What helps improve scores is when students read the material the first time and then get questioned about that material. Then they go back and read it a second time, understanding what they don't understand. I see my students pull out their notes as soon as the quizzes have been collected, looking at the notes, trying to see what they might not have remembered during the quiz.
There's a common reaction people have when they hear about Kliansky's course.
Many times people say, I wish I'd experienced that as a student.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.